What's going on, my friends? It's Waleed Azami. Today, we are doing a podcast on the importance of referring out. This is going to help you so much in your business, and you'd be surprised how many people don't do it, but I'm also surprised by how many people do this, so pleasantly surprised by that, and I'm going to tell you how you're going to start planting seeds for future years of business and clients and all of that just by helping people now. So we're going to go real fast. That's the goal for this podcast. Give you the essentials. I'm going to give you five things that I'm going to tell you why it's important to refer out and what prompted this exact podcast. So let's start. So what prompted this podcast is that I received an email yesterday, actually, from a very large company. They create TV shows, they create some films, and they create a lot of really good web content. So they're, I wouldn't call them 360, but they're very, very used to creating great content for big screen TV, again, and the web, and they work with a lot of big names. So I received an email from somebody in their hiring department, and we had only exchanged emails once or twice over the past couple years, and that's pretty much it. Never have I met her or anything like that. However, she did reach out to me to see if I was interested for a particular job or if I knew somebody, and the first thing that happened is I look at it and I'm like, oh, that's a familiar name. I scan over the email, and I see that if it is right for me or not. So you can hear the sound on the wall. That's a piece of paper that I pin, and it's my do it if chart, which I've given to you guys in the past, and all my students in my course, of course, have it also. But once I realize that this is not the right job for me, I instantly figure out who it would be the right job for. Because the worst thing that I could do is say, sorry, don't know anybody, best of luck to you. Like, that's a kick in the balls to productivity. All right, shoot, now I'm gonna have to label this as an explicit podcast too, but it is what it is, right? So there are five things that I cross my mind when I do refer out. And when you guys see it this way, you'll think, oh man, I will start thinking this way, or hopefully you'll get there. Okay. So number one, I recommended my friend who is a very advanced designer. This was more of a design based job, and my resume is out there sometimes for creative directing work. And then of course people will know my work from directing and photography. So here is the number one reason, and in no particular order, actually, here is one of five reasons why I think referring out is one of the smartest things you can do, and it's going to establish your business in one of the most solid, impactful ways for years and years and years to come. So number one, it makes you the source. So when somebody decides to write me an email and they're like, hey, Waleed, I need help here, the worst thing I can do is push them away. The best thing I can do in that situation is see how I can become the source that they can come back to over and over and over. So the first thing I do is I think of, okay, who would be perfect for this? And I responded right away with, hey, I've worked with this friend of mine. His name is Eloy, actually. I've worked with Eloy many times, known him for many years. He is collaborative. He is independent worker. He is highly creative, trustworthy, and just a huge asset for any potential project out there. He's worked with some huge names that you will be familiar with, okay? So I wrote that email, of course, in a more human way. But by me making myself as the source, as the guy who knows someone, that means I'm welcoming them back to my table for future conversations, for future job updates, for the more I talk to them, the more we start getting to know each other and better and everything. But that means, most importantly, that they can come back to Waleed Azami if they need future help. That's really important, because that makes me the gatekeeper for jobs. That puts me in a powerful position. That allows so much power to come through my desk. And you've got to think of it that way as a business. There's money that we gain, which is the ultimate goal. And then there is influence as far as favors and things like that, which is also a monetary system if you deal with honorable people who will respect that, okay? So we do that because it makes us the source of good information. They know to come back to you and not skip you the next time, because you don't know what that next call is going to be about. And you want to be the one that they come to first or second, and they put that, you know, proposition on the table. Also, to cap that off, reason number one to cap it off is it's just great karma to help other human beings. Just great karma, right? Point number two is it helps my friend out. I'm a firm believer that when I eat, my friends eat, which means if I can hire a friend in a job, I will hire a friend that's worthy of that on a job. When I eat, my friends eat. So if I can help my friend, when someone comes to me for some sort of influence, or they come to me for some sort of direction, I'm going to direct them to my people. That's the smartest thing I can do for business. I'm still helping them, but I'm going to make sure that you go down my river, not someone else's river. All right. So that's point number two. So that's also good karma, good energy towards my friend. I really believe in instincts and energy and karma and all that, as you can imagine. Point number three, it helps the employer just for the sheer sake of helping another human being. You're helping them. That's it. And that's a fantastic thing. Plus all the reasons that I explained, just to help somebody, who cares if they're from a large company? They clearly have tapped out their resources. Now they're reaching out to people, and just help them. It's going to make, if you can make someone else's day a little bit brighter, a little bit easier, jump on that. Okay. So in this whole thing, the whole thing took about 5 minutes for me to navigate this entire process. Does 5 minutes is a small investment, since I've already cussed and have to mark this one as explicit. 5 minutes is a small investment for a fucking huge, huge payoff years and years and years later. All right. It's all about planting these little seeds to build a very strong forest. All right. Point number four is that it actually increases the odds of people referring me for a job. So this is a selfish thing too, but it doesn't matter, because some forms of selfishness is not bad, as I used to think it was. But if I can be helped, if I can grow bigger and stronger, that means I can help more people and help people even in bigger ways and in stronger ways. So I know where I can help people. So basically, I'm setting things up so that people help me also. And when I say increases the odds of others referring me is this. Now imagine this. If I have this happen 7 to 10 times a year, okay, that's not a lot. 7, 10 times a year, somebody at the very, very least, even if they don't reach out to me and say, yo, Waleed, thank you for that call, I really appreciate it, or thank you for that referral, really appreciate it, they're at least thinking positive things. Because there's no way somebody could think less of you if you are referring them to a job, okay? So I do refer them, and I let them know. I absolutely let them know, hey, this came across my desk. I gave them your name and one or two other names. Hopefully they call you. Yeah, that's it. Just want to let you know, keep your eyes open for this, and they may call. Now, it's important to do that for a couple of reasons. Number one, you want to make sure that they have ample warning to pack up their resume to cater to that client, or maybe it puts a fire under their ass to put up their latest projects that they've been lazy about, and they'll do it on some dead weekend. They're like, oh, damn, gotta do that today, right? So it's important that you give them that heads up. But also, it's important that you toot your own horn, because people don't necessarily toot it for you as much as you think that they would. So when you say, hey, so-and-so, I referred you, at the very least, they're like, cool, thank you, man. I haven't even talked to you in a couple of months or 6 months or whatever, and you looked out for me. Thank you. Hey, I got the job. You know, dude, you know who connected me with the job? Waleed. Remember Waleed? Oh, wow, really? How cool. Okay, it spreads. Good energy spreads. It's infectious and it attracts more good energy. So, guess what's gonna happen? Maybe not to every single one. Maybe not to every single referral. Let's just say even 20%. If 20% of people can pay back, that pays huge, huge dividends. So you have somebody in the future like, dude, so and so, our Beyonce's going on tour. They're looking for like a good photographer who's not like Instagrammy, just like really good depth stuff. Do you know anybody that would like to hop on for a 3-week leg of the tour? The odds of them referring me is a lot higher if I've already referred them first, if I'm fresh on their mind, and when I cross their mind, if it's positive things. So it actually helps you back in other ways. And finally, point number five is this. I am a firm believer that birds of a feather will flock together. All right? I'm a firm believer that really good people generally, most of the time, surround themselves with really good people. I'm also a firm believer that really shitty human beings surround themselves with other really, really shitty human beings with no moral compass. Having said that, I think that you're a good person. I know that I'm a good person. I surround myself with good people. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast probably if you were not a good person. I just the way I talk, it just turns those crappy people off, you know? So what I like to do is introduce good people to good people. I like to watch that spark. I like to watch that thing flame up and become something bigger. And good people include you back into it. I'd like to say I surround myself really good with those kinds of people. Yeah, there's a few here and there over the years, and you always do inventory and you always clean house. But generally, I love when good people meet good people. Now, if you really think about your business, no matter what kind of photography or creative work you do, chances are you work with the same people over and over. Chances are you refer the same people refer you, you talk to the same people, you see the same people. Chances are, right? That's your village. And if you can strengthen your village as a whole, you're gonna do better. Even if the jobs initially and by and large they go to just other people in your circle, in your village, you guys all do better. Because when your contacts do better, they go to bigger companies, bigger clients, they can refer you to bigger clients too. It just works. It just works beautifully like that. So those are the five reasons why I think referring somebody is the best thing you can do. And if somebody asks you for any kind of referral, or they try to hire you for a job and you don't want it, or you don't think you're qualified for it, or you don't have time for it, the worst thing you can do is say, I'm sorry, no thanks, or sorry, don't know anybody. I will never, ever, ever say that. In fact, even if I can't think of someone, I'll say, hey, if you give me some more details about the job, if you're okay with it, I can totally reach out to my network and see if I can find you somebody. Would you be okay with that? More often than not, they'll say, I'd love that. And I'll say, okay, cool. Just give me the basic details you feel comfortable with, and then the best way to contact you, and then I'll just forward everything. Damn, like they love you for that. And you should love you for that because that's just a good person thing to do, right? So that's why. Now you do five of those a year, or you do 25 of those a year, 1 year, 2 years, 3, 4 years. That's a lot of favors you've put out there. Because every business has their ups and their downs. And people will remember you. People have reached out to me during lower times, and they're like, dude, Waleed, I'm gonna put you on this project. Oh, shoot, really, Waleed? I'm gonna put you here. Oh, are you kind of slow right now? Let me see. Hold on a second. I overheard a friend talking about something else. So, another friend, let me call them, let me text you back. And they've put me on. Okay, so it really helps. And where you can help people, but I wish I can like prove this to you by science, but I can't. It comes back to you. All the good you do comes back to you, and obviously the reverse too, the bad. But we don't gotta worry about that because we're not bad people here. So that's it. All right, I was about to say my friends, and I stopped myself. All right, my friends, thank you. And also, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, you know what really, really helps this podcast, helps me, lets me spread the message to more and more people. If you can just give me like 7 seconds of your time, and I say 7 because I timed it myself. If you can give me 7 seconds of your time, go to the bottom of the screen and see if you could give me an honest review about this podcast and how I help people. Apple actually puts us closer to the top when we do have more reviews, and that means more people see us, that means more people benefit, and that means more of us start playing by the same rules so we all win. All right, guys, thank you so much. I will talk to you on the next podcast. Thank you for listening. Be good to each other, help each other, and it will all come back to you.